Okay, so I begin again today, trying to record a conversation that I have with my creator. Brand new today. It's new every day. But if I don't remember that, then I forget and I just go into my mind and it starts to tell me what life is about. And I have no idea what life is about because it's brand new each and every day. It's created new. Infinite possibilities exist in this day, but when I go to my mind to try to figure out what to do, it just goes to the same database it always goes to, which is the information that's in my brain that I've learned. And I make up a story based on the information that I know, and it's so valid to my mind that I think it's actually real. I think that the story that my mind made up about the traffic I'm going to face and what I'm going to do today and where I'm going to go is real. And you know, there's some validity to that because I'm actually going to go to the places that my mind would tell me I'm going to, but how I get there, that's a whole other story. You know, am I experiencing the ride as I'm getting there, or am I, you know, where am I going in my mind? Because my mind is always thinking about something. So I, and if I don't point it in the right direction, you know, if there isn't, then it goes on autopilot and it takes over. And I love the expression, it takes my soul without my consent. And that really hit me hard when I heard that the first time. It takes my soul without my consent, and that means it will, I'll go into my mind and I won't be able to get out, and it will be telling me a story, and I'll live from that story instead of experiencing my life as brand new each and every day, where you know infinite possibilities exist, and it's I can see everything new. There's a brand new set of eyes today. If I live from the presence, which is life itself within me, the actual presence of life in me, the power for my life is that presence. And if I recognize that, then I can begin to build from that and say, how can I best express the life that's inside me to bring it into the world, to have its expression be here? And those are words that I don't have on my everyday conversation with people. So when I stop and pause long enough to ask for that presence to be there, again, it's the principles that I'm asking something else other than my mind to be present with me, which it already is there. So I'm not asking it to come in from the outside. I'm asking for my mind to identify it on the inside so that I can then work together. My mind then can create in harmony with my soul. And I can manifest what the life inside me would choose to manifest in this day based on it being a part of everything. So what does that mean? So that means that I'm just an individual manifestation of all that there is. And everything else is too. It's all made out of the same stuff. Now, I'm not trying to sell you a story. I'm not trying to, you know, but if you just have an open mind and consider that might be true, then what is our purpose? Then our purpose then becomes to manifest, to bring forward from within the kingdom, which is, by the way, the kingdom of heaven is within, right? So I'm going to bring that kingdom and add my piece of that kingdom, the part that I play in the kingdom of God, if you want to put it that way. And I'm going to bring that kingdom into manifestation. It's going to come through me, which is the only way that my peace could come and yours would come through you. So it makes us all responsible to add to this that is makes us all up as one big whole, if you can look at it that way. And your mind is going to argue with that. I understand that, but don't listen to it. Just see if your soul knows exactly what I'm talking about. So you already know this stuff. So in a sense, I'm kind of crazy to talk about it because you already know this, but there's two things going on. There's information, and then there's application. Information is, we already have the information within us. Now, how do I bring it forth? How do I bring forth what it is that is trying to express itself as me in this day? And I'm gonna try to keep these audios, short. So I'm gonna just leave you with that question today, you know, because it's a question that I'm gonna ponder probably on the next audio. What am I trying to bring into manifestation today to add to the kingdom of God? That'd be a great thing to ponder for the day. Thank you so much for listening.